listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Now it's time to check in with our travel expert, Sharon Emerson, with Cruise and Tour Planners. And last we talked, Sharon, we were talking about selecting the different cruise lines. We're going to do this in several parts and talking about getting that right cruise, the right accommodations. And there's so many different ins and outs and things to know.
There are. And people are trying to do it themselves. And so I just thought maybe I'd give them a little education here to make it a better experience for them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say that we've chosen our ship, and it's a good fit for us, and that's what we talked about last time. What's our next step?
Okay, well, the next step is you got to sleep someplace on this ship that you've chosen.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the different cabin categories and configurations that you're going to find on the ship.
Yeah, because that's where it gets really, really complicated, because you were, you know, last talking about all the different types of ships, and there's suites, there's two-story suites, there's, you know, you can have 14 people. I mean, it really goes on and on.
It does, and every cruise line, they're changing them all the time on me, too. So just when I think I know everything, then somebody comes out with a whole new thing, and so it's hard to pinpoint it for the whole industry because mm-hmm. individual cruise lines are a little bit different. But you basically have the luxury cruises, which have really lovely suites and large bathrooms. They'll have a sitting area.
Jetted tubs? I mean, my gosh.
Jetted tubs. Yeah, they're beautiful. Those are beautiful cabins. They're bigger cabins. So they're very lovely. But the majority of the people look at the premium or the mass market class that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And those will have inside cabins with no windows. They may have a mirror with a drape across it to think you have a window.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really.
Tricky.
Tricky. And then ocean view. There are some ships that still have a few ocean view cabins that has a picture window. But you got to be careful because some of those are partially obstructed or fully obstructed means there's a lifeboat hanging in your window.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can't see. And then you have the more abundant ones are the balconies. Most people want a balcony. So those can overlook the inside of the ship or they can be on the outside of the ship.
You have different kinds
of balconies.
Yeah, and you see, this is where it's so true with having a travel agent to be able to, you know, help you in deciding all this stuff because they have so many different codes. And when you try to do this stuff yourself, you get very confused. And even if you talk to someone, you know what I mean, that's not a cruise, that's not your travel expert, they get real confusing even with their terms.
And if they haven't been on a ship or seen a ship,
mm-hmm.
When you're talking some of these mass market companies like online, those are order takers.
Yeah.
They've never seen a ship.
Probably. Right, right.
And definitely haven't been on one. So some of these cabins can hold 2, 3, 4 people. And like you said, 14 people, there's one ship that has a cabin for 14 people. I can't imagine that, but it's got a lot of bedrooms, bathrooms. It's got a big hot tub on the deck. Big deck. I was over the top of it in one cruise I took.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw all those people.
Well, now they've got the different, in terms of that, you were talking about the balconies a minute ago, and you've got some of the inside balconies where you see or you overlook parts of the ship,
right.
The inside of the ship. But then also in those categories, you've got like suites that are like for junior, grand, family, but like you were just saying, there's all different sizes.
There's all different sizes of suites. And there's one particular cruise line that has a deck open to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And they have plants,
cool.
Real trees and real plants. So they have inside cabins with balconies that look down on all of that vegetation.
Oh, my gosh.
All
I love
the activity that goes on down there. They have parties down there on that deck and all kinds of things. They have a merry-go-round, a full-size carousel. It just goes on and on. So that's another kind of suite. And then there's a cruise line that has a two-story suite with floor-to-ceiling windows. It has a mezzanine for the bed
mm-hmm.
up on top and beautiful. has a little kitchen who wants to cook. But
yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of cooking, on what you were just talking about, those cabins configured for two, three or more people. Now, those also have, like, some of them have, what, the living room spaces and kitchens and dining areas as well?
Yeah, they have different, you know, like a regular apartment. They have a bedroom, and some of them have two or three bedrooms, and about some have bunk beds, and some have single beds. And then one of them, I know every ship has a baby grand piano in their grand suite.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they'll have some of them have bars, like an open bar.
Yeah.
In their suite.
Pretty cool.
I know. Things.
And then we've got to talk about location, the cabin location. That's huge.
It is huge. And if people get seasick or car sick, that's a really big thing, to be careful where you book your cabin. Now, if you book it far enough out, you get a good selection. But if you're close in to your sailing, you may not have a choice. But number one is to go midship, because in case of rough seas, they have stabilizers they put out. So that helps.
Now, the stabilizers, explain that.
Well, that's like a fin that goes out from the ship into the water and just keeps the ship from rocking side to side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you can't get that, go aft. Because when the waves are coming at you, the front will go up and down.
Ooh.
And so the back will drag through the water. So it's not as much motion in the aft of the ship.
Okay.
And then if all else fails, you'll have to take whatever you can get and take your Bonine or your Dramamine.
Yeah.
In case.
Right.
You never know.
Right. Now, what about, we've talked in the past, the importance of travel insurance and what type that we're going to need for cruise.
Yeah, I don't recommend you book the cruise line insurance. Number one, it's usually more expensive and the coverage isn't as good.
Okay.
So third party, I like Travelex, Travel Guard. Those are good companies to book. And then you get better coverage.
And then
so if the cruise line goes into default, you're covered.
Right. And now what about the part of the ship that we consider if we are bringing a family, like infants and children and teens and all that?
Yeah, pick a ship that has children's activities for the ages of the children. You know, if you bring teenagers on some of these ships, there's nothing for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're bored, guess who suffers?
True. And what about putting different teens together, like age difference?
You need just to have them have programs on the ships that fit the ages of the kids you're bringing. And they check them into their kid programs. They won't want to go home. They'll want to stay there.
Yeah. And then they've got youth counselors on some of them.
Oh, they're very well trained, very reliable. Most of them have college degrees in some kind of childhood, you know,
yeah,
and information and stuff. They keep them busy.
Yeah.
And they'll have slumber parties. They'll have their own meals. They just love those kids' camps. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And of course, you know, the big enchilada here, the elephant in the room, is pricing. And because you see promotions all the time online for cruise, all over the place for cruises.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a $299 cruise. I get the calls all the time. I want that $299 cruise.
Right.
Well, sometimes that's a lead-in price. And like anything else, buying a car or whatever, you know, it may or may not be there. But you don't always get all of the perks that a travel agent can get for you. We can get you things that you won't get online.
Right.
So
That's so true. And that is so true, Sharon, because we really have to stress that, because a certified cruise counselor is what you are. And you guys have access to the top management, so you can fix things and make it work.
We can. And I'll tell you a really quick story right now. We have a couple out there. They didn't book it with me. They booked it themselves, but they're on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have much money. Now, these are not young kids. They're in their 50s. So they booked it themselves. And they got on board, and guess what the cabin has?
Uh-oh.
Bunk beds.
Oh, no.
And they were mad.
Oh, yeah.
They booked it themselves. So I had to help them. I know the girl, so I helped them, and I got them moved to a better cabin. But they were trying to get moved themselves, and nobody would listen to them.
Oh, yeah. It's like, too bad. You know, you already bought the tickets.
Right.
And yeah.
That's where I came. Even though I didn't book it, I still help them get upgraded.
Yeah, because you've been on all these cruises, and you know that's the thing. We need this personal service. You know, beyond the cruise, you need to know all the ins and outs of the whole trip and things to do and secrets and all that.
Yeah, there's a lot besides just what we've talked about. There's a lot on the ship and a lot of little tips and stuff that we can give you. Things you might miss if in this wonderful experience.
So, now, what about best to do? What excursions in the ports where you can stop and all that good stuff?
Well, it depends on what are they going to offer that might be interesting. Europe, of course, has fabulous history and fabulous ports. Maybe you don't want to get off the ship. Maybe you've been to places in Alaska, or maybe you've been to places in the Caribbean. Then you got the whole ship to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have a couple. Not all the cruise lines book shore excursions, but I have a company that does, and they'll take you maybe just by yourself or with a couple other couples and go off and do wonderful things that you wouldn't know about.
Yeah, that's where we need you. We need you, Sharon, because cruising, as we know, can be absolutely incredible, but with any type of travel, things can go wrong.
It's a big, huge floating resort.
Yep.
It can have plumbing problems. It can have electrical problems. Things can happen, but you just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know? I had one situation. The people's luggage didn't arrive, and one couple were so mad they wouldn't come out of their cabin for 7 days. The other couple, younger couple, just had a ball with it. They went down to the show lounge and got clothes from the show people. And dressed up every day in show. I mean, they came up with shoes of every size and clothes of every size.
It's like
they
how you
had more fun, and this other couple were sulking in their cabin.
Well, there you go. It's like anything, different strokes for different folks. It's either the glass is half empty or the glass is half full, and what you make of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good stuff. And of course, talking with Sharon Emerson, our cruise expert. She's our travel expert all the way around. And you would go to her website, cruiseandtourplanners.com, and give her a call directly at 206-367-7657. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Wendy.
Stick around. We've got more coming up. We're talking gardening tips. We've also got events, and we've got our Mad About Food. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Time to get in the spring of things. Hi, Wendy Meister here. Are you ready to start tackling some of that clutter around the house? Well, when the time is right and you're looking for some great ways to create a clean new look, you should consider Closets by Design, Seattle, Tacoma. At Closets by Design, you'll find creative design specialists who can help you add attractive storage space for any area of your home that needs organizing. Whether you're thinking of adding a gorgeous walk or reach-in closet, organizing the laundry or pantry room, or taking the garage a step further by transforming your workshop, garden center, or arts and crafts area, Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma can help you bring it all together with style. For more information or to schedule an in-home design consultation for your own home, call Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma directly at 253-896-4800 or visit their website at seattle.closetsbydesign.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Looking for a cozy in-city getaway? Then check out the Gatewood Bed and Breakfast in West Seattle. The Gatewood is tucked away in a peaceful greenbelt surrounded by beautiful grounds and picturesque views. You know, this is a great location because it's just 15 minutes from downtown Seattle, and it's also close to Alki and within walking distance to wonderful restaurants, local beaches, the Fauntleroy Ferry, and Lincoln Park. This 1910-era home was remodeled in 1990, and while still keeping with its original craftsman spirit with wonderful period pieces and accents throughout, you'll also find modern amenities and comforts, which gives that Northwest contemporary lodge-like feel. You'll have four guest rooms to choose from, each with their own private bathroom, luxurious microfiber bedding and cotton Turkish towels, and complimentary wireless internet. You'll also have several breakfast options to choose from, both hot and cold. Call the Gatewood Bed and Breakfast at 206-938-3482 or visit their website, gatewoodwestseattle.com.